Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yes, that lion falls on the right, babe.
Ha!
Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the fan on this Thursday morning. I got you for 3 hours to the warm-up show, as is our custom here in the overnights. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side, fresh off the Met game, and we'll be taking your phone calls for those 3 hours at 888-808-1019. And we're going to get to the baseball. Two tough losses for both the Yankees and Mets. Situational hitting continues to be a problem. And really, for me, Fliegelman disagreed with me when I mentioned it to him, but it felt like that was a game the Mets have won over the last few weeks. Certainly at home, as they snap an eight-game winning streak in that building, but it felt like every opportunity early on with the bases loaded, in the fifth inning, Vientos first and second, late in the game, we're going to get to it, but I want to start with the New York Knicks. Because I guess I'm hung up on them. As they're about to play, these are the kind of games that create legacies. Like, honestly, I know it's the first round, and it's the lousy Pistons, and they're supposed to beat them, and it's all about what happens next against the Celtics, and that's where things will be decided, and I understand that. But they have put themselves in a position where if they lose this game tonight in Detroit, right? You start thinking about whether the coach is coming back. You start thinking about whether or not they're going to rebuild this team. And quite honestly, off of the image, and I've been thinking about this a lot, and especially as I mentioned, we're going to get to the baseball, and we will, and we'll take your calls on it at 888-808-1019, whatever you guys want to talk about. But as we watch Aaron Judge, right, and I was thinking about Judge and Brunson today. And, you know, not in the who runs the city and all the crap that, you know, not to call it crap, but that Evan has done a lot of, or who's the king of the city. But when I'm thinking about legacies right now, and I know Brunson's been good in the playoffs, right? He's had his games where he's dominated. He's had his games. He's averaging 30 points. He, even the other night, I called him the best closer in the game off of a great run in the fourth quarter. But as we watch Aaron Judge dominate, and we are looking at him, and he's hitting well above 400. He gets three more hits, including a bomb home run in the game last night, even though the Yankees lost. They're still five games over 500 and in first place. But I'm thinking about these two guys, right? And right now, Brunson, although it's not all on him, and even though certainly in basketball, stars impact the success of your team in the playoffs far more than any baseball player. We know this, that there's five guys on the court. This is why the NBA is run by players And, you know, although Juan Soto sure had his fun in the offseason, not so much now over the last month. We'll get to that, too, at 888-808-1019. But the NBA is dictator, right? We're sick of it. We're sick of these guys, you know, picking their teams and everything because the stars are so important. And they are invested in the team. And if you think back to Patrick Ewing going through all those seasons, never having that other guy that you could argue Brunson has now with Karl Anthony Towns. Is he the perfect superstar? Is he one of the greatest 50 players to ever play the game as Patrick Ewing was when they came out with that list and part of the Dream Team? No. But is he another Robin? Is he an excellent Robin to Brunson's Batman? Absolutely. And now we're going to get into a series that you can't lose. A series against an inferior team. A series that now they are underdog in a game six on the road. In a series they were up 3-1 and couldn't close it out at home. And the image that is burned into our brains from that game five is Brunson standing on the sideline. And it should also be Brunson missing every shot he takes in the first half, and Brunson missing all the foul shots. And we praise him and we love him, and absolutely I do too. But these are the kind of series and these are the kind of games that legacies are built. As we are talking about every time I mention Judge right now, I could hear the people. As I said how great he is. As I said how he's hitting 400 right now. And he leads the Major League Baseball in damn near every offensive category. He has a higher WAR. They showed it on the broadcast today. Aaron Judge has a higher WAR than the entire team of the Baltimore Orioles. Now, it didn't help them to win the series, but like that's where he is right now. He is by far and away the greatest player in the league right now. But the second I say it, there are a handful of Yankee fans, some are even on hold right now possibly, thinking, yes, Chris, that's great and all, but what does it do for me in April? What does it do for me in May? Because the last time we saw him in games that truly mattered, he was dropping a fly ball. And he was striking out more than any other player in postseason history. And while Brunson hasn't been that, while Brunson has been a guy who carried them past the Philadelphia Sixers last year, and Brunson has been a guy who came off injured in game four to lead them in the fourth quarter, this series is what we start to think of Brunson's legacy. Because we've talked about enough. If this were Carmelo Anthony right now, like, we love Brunson, but it's time to hold him accountable on the success of this team. And we talk so much about the coach, and so do I. And honestly, I heard BT say it passionately today. I talked around it last night. I'm going to have a hard time calling for it. But Tibbs could lose his job if they don't win this series. And I'm sorry. And we're going to get to this point, too, where you just, Brunson, the shine is going to start to wear off if this is how they're going to show up in these big games. The shine is going to start to wear off if they can't put away teams easy in the first round and then lose quite easily in the second. Like, these are the kind of games, even in the first round, even against an inferior opponent, you can't lose this game tonight. You can't force a game. You can't have the Pistons force a game seven back at Madison Square Garden where they have won two out of three already in this series. You can't allow that to happen. And if you are Jalen Brunson, if you are who we all think you are, if you're the first point guard who's been worth a damn in this franchise for the last 20, 30 plus years, if you're the guy that we're all pinning our hopes to, of getting back to an NBA Finals and winning an NBA championship and watching you emerge and, yeah, get it more than almost any other player and talk to the fans and understand it and write thank yous and throw bouquets and take less money to stay here. All great, all wonderful. Close out the games in big spots. We all love it, but you have to win this game. You have to win these series, and you have to then take this team to another level. And every time I feel like we're about to see if this team can go to the next level and be a team that puts teams away, be a team that comes out and recognizes how important the other night was. every time I feel like we're about to go there, they take a step back. And they have it. It's an ugly fashion. And he played a miserable game. And they come out and they're talking about different ways to do it. Maybe they should take layup drills coming out of the halftime. They have been miserable in the third quarter. They have been miserable at home. They have been miserable in closeout games. Like, this is not a sign of a team led by a coach you have faith can take you to an NBA Finals. And let's be fair, we have to start questioning like we do for every other superstar. Now, I know he's, I'm not trying to say Judge and him are exactly the same, but we hold Judge to that level of you have to win. Now, I know the Yankees and the Knicks are different. I know his success rate over the last couple of games compared to what Judge done in the postseason is different. But ultimately, that standard is the same.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And this is, these are legacy games, because I'm telling you right now, nobody, I don't care if you have tickets to Game 7, nobody wants to see a Game 7 Madison Square Garden. No one wants to see it, because anything can happen. And we've seen him deal with injuries. We've seen him have to come off the court. We've seen him, obviously, last night or the other night, unable to get back into the game. And we've argued about that over and over again. And I can't do it anymore. We all know Tibbs made a colossal mistake. But as I'm getting ready, as I'm thinking all day today, because I'm hung up on this Knicks series. I listen, the two frustrating loss for the Mets and Yankees. But as I'm even watching the games, I am focused on the idea that this is a game that this Knicks team, and I know they've turned the corner. And like, this is where we have to start moving on from this. Right, and I know we talk about it, but I don't know if we're actually there. Like, because we sit back and we go, "Oh man, it's been forever," and I'm as guilty as anyone on it. It's been forever since we've been this good. It's been, oh, Tibbs turned this whole damn thing around. Like, oh, can you believe that we're complaining about a team that's the 3 seed and, you know, a heavy favorite and a 3-1 lead in a series? Yeah, that's all great. Do you watch? Like, we just saw LeBron James get his ass beat in a 5-game series. As a favorite, as many people's picks to win the whole damn thing, him and Luka, and fall on their ass and watch a Minnesota team with former Knicks go out there and put it to them in 5. We saw the Boston Celtics take care of business. We've seen Cleveland take care of business. That's what good teams do, and that's how legacies are built. And I'm tired of just being satisfied with the idea that, hey, they're so much better and things. Like, at some point, we have to see a Knicks team that puts their foot on the throat of the opponent. And I don't, and I keep hearing, and I was listening as I'm driving in and speaking about Minnesota and, you know, the big ragu, and that's the difference. They need dogs. We need tough guys. I don't think the Knicks have been out-toughed. Like, that's the one aspect of this. I think they've been right there, ready to battle this Pistons team, going right at their face, going right physically. Like, that's the one thing I don't think they're lacking. played PJ Tucker. Well, yeah, that's not, they don't need a guy to get into a fist fight on the court. They've stood up for themselves. They haven't taken an inch from the Pistons. But they're two best players who are supposed to be brought here to win championships. Jalen Brunson became this great player. Nobody expected it. Right? He took this franchise to heights we didn't see coming. He became a great player. None of us thought it was, like, none of us were that happy about his free agent signing. Oh, does this help you win a championship? Because that's what it's all about. When he was signed, most of us Knicks fans were like, okay, solid, he'll make us better. But is he a championship player? And we feel like we've answered that and he's earned that, but yet it has to show up on the wins and losses. It has to show up in these series. And I don't think that it's hyperbole to say that his legacy is on the line over the next two games if they play two games. You cannot be who we think Jalen Brunson is and lose this series. That's just not how it works. Same thing with Judge, right? I'll tell you he's the greatest player, best player, best player. We talk about it a lot. But how many Yankee fans are already furious with how he's performed in the postseason? How many years does it go now? Again, not the perfect example, but these are the two, arguably, the two best players in the city. Right now, obviously, last year, Lindor has absolutely thrusted himself into that. Alonso's having a tremendous year, and we all know what Soto's capable of. He just got here. But right now, the two absolute leaders of their teams, two of the best players in their sport, who we call captain. And I know Lindor's right there. He hasn't officially made it so. But these two guys, the expectations are ratcheted. And whether it's his fault or not, they have to win this series, or we start questioning about, is he the kind of superstar? Forget, we talk so much about the coach and whether or not he's the kind of coach that can lead them to an NBA Finals. Is he the kind of coach who could take you over the hump? Is he the kind of coach who's good with a young team and a non-talented team and get them to play hard and play good defense and turn around a franchise and then there's a limit? Like, that's the question. Well, is Brunson a really good star and someone who can close out games but isn't impactful enough in these series to take over? Now is the time to find out. This series, this game is enormous for the New York Knicks. Enormous. And it's the coach, it's Brunson, it's Karl Anthony Towns, it's OG Anunoby and all the money he's made. And it's more about, like, the legacy of what we think this team is and what we think Jalen Brunson is. And it's just, I was thinking about it today as Judge is having another great game. He's hitting 400, and I know half the fan base is saying, who the hell cares? Like, honestly, who the hell cares? I know he's great, it's wonderful, blah, blah, blah. He dropped the ball. And I heard Evan and Tiki and the afternoon show today talking about what was more pathetic. What, that fifth inning for the New York Yankees in the World Series, or watching Jalen Brunson stand on the sidelines waiting to come in? And so I was just thinking about it all day today because we hold our great players to a higher standard. And this is the kind of loss. This would be the kind of lost series that changes how we feel about this core, about this coach, and even about this superstar if they can't find a way to win this thing. Tonight is an enormous game for the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Mets and Yankees. And obviously, like I said, the Mets, it felt like, for me, this was a game that, especially at home over the last couple weeks, the Mets have won. They have found a way to come through. They find a way to get that hit. They have Corbin Burnes on the ropes early. He can't throw a damn strike. They have him bases loaded, can't come through. Fifth inning, double play from Vientos. And it's hard to get on him. He hit a home run, and he's turning it around, but hits into a double play. And then, of course, what we saw in the ninth inning, bases loaded, nobody out, down two, and they can't figure out a way to get both runs in. And now the Soto thing is he's hitting the ball hard, right? But he swings 3-0 in a big spot and hits a fly ball. He is yet to really have an impact with this team. And right now, there's another injury to the bullpen with Danny Young. They continue to get unbelievable performances from guys you've never heard of before. The pitching lab for the Mets, while we still go through this, I almost can't say the word Mets without talking about the pitching lab and how impressed I am. And you see another incredible performance today from someone we have no idea who he is, and yet here he is pitching well on the mound for the New York Mets. But you're starting to see this offense and their continued lack of coming through in these moments have been hidden by the bullpen success and have been hidden by the starting pitching success. And now, like we talked about, you got Diaz less available. You've got an injury to Minter. Stanek coming back to earth over his last three performances. You've got another injury to Danny Young, who isn't necessarily the greatest of arms, but another guy who's been pitching fairly well out of this bullpen. And this was a game where 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position and Juan Soto not coming through finally felt like, I know they've lost games similar to this, but not at home. Not with the multiple times that they had an opportunity to come through. Not with two outs, nobody on in the seventh, and end up giving up two runs. The bullpen hasn't had that moment. This offense, while struggling, has always done just enough to win these games. And not that I'm concerned about it. The Mets are playing great. They have an opportunity to take the series later today. But ultimately, it just felt like this was the game, and eventually the worm is going to turn. If Soto doesn't start getting it going, if they continue to be this poor with runners in scoring position, if the offense has had its moments, but for the most part has been kind of lackluster all year and been carried by their pitching, eventually this pitching is going to crack. Eventually, the pitching is going to crack, and you're seeing it now in the bullpen. Buto has not been as good. Stanek has not been as good. Diaz is not as available, and now you have two injuries to Young and Minter. And eventually, it wasn't going to be, and we could debate whether or not, Mendoza didn't go to Garrett, made some decisions, didn't stick with the kid long. Like, there's a couple of different scenarios you could get into the moves made by the manager, but he's been so damn good. This team's been so damn good. It's hard to really get on them. But this felt like the first game where, at home, with all the momentum and all their, vibes, they found a way to win this game most of the time over the last few weeks, if not all of the time. And eventually, that bullpen's not going to be able to carry this offense forever. And 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position and all of the different situations they had last night and came up small in every one of them, including Juan Soto, including Lindor. And there's questions for me around McNeil. I know that his numbers are okay with his, recent return. I have a real problem. I don't like watching him as a baseball player. I don't know what it is. I don't think he makes good contact very, very often. He doesn't hit the ball hard very often. You've got him. You've got a couple of really bad at-bats from Marte where you were wondering whether or not, Winker would be starting over Marte, but Marte had pretty good numbers against Burns. But ultimately, the Mets have been so damn good that it's hard to get on them. But it just felt like this was a game they typically win. And when they start dropping these games are when the Soto noise is really going to get loud. Because we can have the conversation about it. And hey, he's on base still a lot. And he hit the ball hard, right? He's got the hard rate. The hard hit rate is still up there. He hits a couple of balls hard I think his first at bat, right? He hits the hard line drive to right. So he's having decent at bats. But there's been zero success, really, for him. And this offense has had trouble in situational hitting and had trouble scoring runs, really, for the entire year. But it's been overshadowed by the immense success of the rotation and the bullpen. And while the rotation is never-ending and how great it's been, no matter who they start the game, Brazoban, doesn't matter, whoever they're going to start the game with has been excellent. The bullpen is starting to show some cracks. And you got the bullpen starting to show cracks. You got the injuries to the bullpen. And for the first night, a myriad of opportunities, 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. And it really hasn't hurt them. And if it's going to start to hurt them, the noise around Juan Soto is going to get a lot louder. We'll get to the Yankees and their frustrating loss and a bad performance from Carlos Carrasco. And they had their own issues with situational hitting and their own issue against left-handed relievers at the bottom of the lineup. So we got plenty of baseball to talk. I did want to start Knicks because to me, this is an enormous game for them against the Pistons tonight. I do not want to see another game in this series. So we'll start there with the legacies of Brunson and the coach and how we feel about this team if they do not make it out of this series or even lose this game six.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.